Yep, here we go, recording starts.
Right.
All right, so I'll introduce myself. My name is Ajay Zadha. I work with Ironworks here in India, Pune. We are associated with SSI-based solutioning, mainly focused on Hyperledger Indy and Hyperledger Aries, and we have been building solution for global customers on this tech stack. Recently, I was there as part of the Aries Connectathon and learned a lot of things around the interoperability and other things of Aries and Aries, different kind of agents in Aries. Started contributing to this Aries Framework JavaScript project in last couple of weeks, I would say, to be honest, maximum. And this is where we are. I think this is our probably first meeting. So far we were, Jacob and me, we were discussing about the strategy and how we want to take it further. But I also see now contributions from Gaurav, and we hope to get more and more contributions and feedback. Yeah, that's me.
Thanks, Ajay. I'll go ahead and introduce myself. Hello, everyone. My name is Gaurav, and I'm a software engineer. And I'm working in the decentralized and distributed systems lab in EPFL, which is Swiss University. I came across the Aries project recently while we were discussing how we plan to manage identities in one of our projects. And that's how I got introduced to the self-sovereign identity community and the projects that's around it. Initially, I was trying to figure out which are the most mature agents out there, and turned out like the .NET one and the Python were quite mature. But then some of our requirements included building a mobile application, and to be honest, like I'm not particularly comfortable with working on C Sharp or Xamarin for that matter. So I figured out that this might be a good opportunity to start contributing to Aries Framework JavaScript, and there we are now. So hopefully some of the discussions going forward would prove beneficial for the greater community. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. Right. Thank you.
Thanks.
So, hi all, my name is Amit Baroli. Currently, I'm working in Firefox technology as a mobile application developer. So, recently, I started exploring the Hyperledger Aries today, a part of Native India. So, we are start working on early lines, the Native using.
Amit, I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's a lot of noise around you. So, we are barely able to listen to you.
Okay, now it's good for. Hello?
Yeah.
It's better?
Yeah,
not so much. just a little bit.
Maybe you'll have to switch to a quieter place. All right. So let's. Okay, so he will introduce later. That's fine. I think we'll have to shift to quite a place. Yeah, we can start with our agenda, Jacob.
Ravi, if you can introduce yourself.
I think both of them are sitting next to each other, and then there is a problem of the mic. So. So they will have to shift to another place. Yeah.
I lost like the last two last sentences. So if you can repeat it.
I'm sorry.
I lost what you said. So if you can repeat it, please.
We can start with our discussions, so with our agenda.
Okay. And what did you say previous one?
I think he said like there's some issues with Ravi and Amit's microphone, so they're not able to. The audio connection is not clear, so.
Ah,
I guess we should be moving on with the agenda.
Okay, okay, cool, great. So let me see. I will go to wiki page. Yeah, okay, so great. Yeah, another point is organization of these calls. So I don't know if there are any objections against this this time and frequency. Are you okay with guys?
If I may, can we move this to maybe 1:30 p.m. UTC? Because this is right in the middle of my lunch hours. So
okay.
But I would prefer if it's either 1:30, like if it's shifted ahead by 1 hour, or maybe moved back by 1 hour. Either way is fine.
I'm okay with it, but it depends on AJ, I guess, because
it might be quite late in India.
I'm okay with moving a little earlier than later. So
yep, that.
Maybe 5 o'clock India time, which is just 1 hour earlier than the current time.
Okay, so it would be 11:30 UTC.
So how about 10:30 UTC in that case? Does 4 p.m. work for you, Ajay?
Yeah, that even works for me.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I'm in the same time zone as you, Garuf. So I'm also okay with that. So 10:30 UTC.
Okay.
Great.
Which is
and the fragrance. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's somewhere around 4 for you, AJ.
That's correct. 4 p.m. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, so and what about frequency? Is it okay? I guess we can start. I suggested that we can start with this bi-weekly, and we can update if we will feel it's necessary. But I think let's start with that.
Yeah, I think bi-weekly is good enough to begin with, and depending on the situations, the workload and all that, we can figure out if you want to make it weekly in future.
Okay, great. Okay, so before I move to another point about contributing, maybe I just realized that I can elaborate more about my goals or how I feel what we should work on or what I feel is priority. So I started this project with the goal to provide some framework for focused on edge agents, precisely mobile agents. So that's what I feel it's important to for us to have, and but also to be able to use it also on mobile device or some desktop device as a desktop application. But also it could be possible to wrap it around some HTTP server and have it as a cloud agent as similar as cloud Python cloud agent is. So, but what's important missing piece is agency and routing. So for me, because mobile agent needs some cloud agent or some cloud agency, let's call it that. And that's the reason I think it's also important to have some way of routing from the beginning. And actually, that agency should work also with the same code base, with the same framework as a mobile agent, but be running as a HTTP service basically, or web service, let's say. So that's kind of my feeling about what's important, at least right now. And what I'm trying to say is that I feel we are in a position where we need to like iterate with current feature set, rather than adding more protocols maybe. But that's like what I feel, what I would like to improve, and what I would like to work on. But it doesn't mean that if there is someone if there is someone who wants to be adding more protocols, I think we can also discuss that. But right now I feel that there are some. Right now I think we need to build like good and very good base. And this base is just around connections, messaging, and routing. And when we solve this, we will have great starting point for adding another protocols. So that's just like my thinking about current state of the project and about what's important from architecture perspective.
That's exactly what I'm working on as well, Jacob. So over the past couple of days, I've been trying to get it working with a mediator agency, and like for starting things off, I've been trying to integrate or I've been trying to connect with the mediator agency service that's provided in the samples of the .NET framework. The mechanism that they employ is to continuously pull messages from a particular endpoint again and again. But then eventually what I'm trying to achieve is to establish a WebSocket connection with the mediator agency, and then get some real-time communication working. I can't promise anything right now, but then personally I've set a target to have like a basic example working by early next week. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's something that you guys can have a look at as well.
Okay, cool, great. And maybe I have a question, like how much time you, like, are you working it like full time on this, or is it like do you want to work on that like full time, or just sometime in the evenings, or what's your like?
Right. So here's the thing. Like I sort of have a deliverable that we are targeting for by the end of next month, and some of the things depend on Aries framework JavaScript. So I'll be like super focused on working on the essential parts that are there for my mm-hmm. project. Mm-hmm. But then I guess around mid-February, I'll probably move on to other parts of my project which don't depend on Aries framework. So,
yeah, okay.
But I'll be contributing full-time, say, until the first few weeks of January, first few weeks of February for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, good. That's good to know, because I'm not able to work on that full time. So just to inform mm-hmm. you about that, and but I would like to work on that more in these days, in next weeks, months.
Yep.
I have it in similar way as you have it, but I am not working on this project full time right now. So yeah, that's good to know. Okay, great.
So your focus is to implement the mediator agent space as of now, Gaurav?
Yep, that's like so. I'm planning to get an example project working, which would demonstrate how we can interact with the mediator agent. Like, it's going to be as bare bones as possible. Like, don't expect any production quality code there. So, I mean, my intention is to ensure like I can interoperate with other agencies out there. And the first thing that I need in order to make that happen is a mediator agent. Because the mobile agent can't interact with other things by itself.
Mm-hmm. What do you need from the feature perspective? Do you need just the connection and sending messages, send basic message, like basic message protocol, or do you want also to exchange credentials and that stuff?
A bit on the credential side. I might need the ability to exchange a presentation proof. But then more than not, I'll be changing custom messages that I'll develop as a part of my project.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So do you test this implementation with any specific agent like Akapai or Street Grid or, you know?
That's a good point that you raised, Ajay, because so far, like on the other end, I was thinking about either using Aries Framework Go or Akapai to interact with. Mm-hmm. But then I haven't finalized on which one I'll go with. But then if the protocols are working fine, and like ideally it should be indifferent, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna be a good test for what we are doing as well, and will help us realize if we are interoperable with other agents.
Okay. Yeah. And have you seen the agency code we have in our repository? Like, do you know that there is basic like mediator code in the repo? Do you know that? Have you seen it?
I think I'm probably missing something.
Yeah. Because if you look on the into the samples and end to end test. Into the sample in a sample.
You mean the HTTP server that we spawn off in the background for the end-to-end test? Yeah. I realize that.
Yeah.
But then that's the thing. Like, so I think the inbound transporter there is a polling. Is based on a polling mechanism,
mm-hmm.
And like I'd like to push myself and incorporate something that works real time, and I'm trying to get WebSockets working.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's the that's the reason why it's like interface to be implemented, mm-hmm. from the user of the framework. And right now it's there is a polling and HTTP.
Yep.
And actually, WebSockets is on the roadmap, on my roadmap. Also. So yeah.
Awesome. Then maybe we can. Our roadmaps can converge at some point, and then we can work towards a common goal then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And I also plan to create some issues. What I would like, to be work on. So I will create it into the GitHub. That's like my apology that I didn't do that earlier. So I know I should put it somewhere to be accessible for you guys.
Sure.
Yeah. Great.
All right. So there are two PRs, which are already there for review. Okay, I mean, one issue and one pull request. Do you want to discuss about this?
We can discuss that. So maybe I would like just to discuss that IOC container and mainly discuss with you whether we want to go with Inversify or we want to use something else like that Nest.js dependency injection. So yeah. Maybe just your opinion about that.
So on that end, like I'm not quite clear like how Nest.js dependency injection can be isolated. Like I thought it comes as a part of Nest.js. Mm-hmm. And it's totally server side. But then Inversify on the other hand, its only purpose out there is to do IOC and nothing else. And like in its defense, I'd say like it's quite mature and it's being used quite often by a lot of big players in the market. So that's the reason I went ahead and picked it. And for the sake of the argument, I'll be honest, like this is the first time I tried to do inversion of control in JavaScript. But then the reason I thought of implementing was it worked really well in the .NET framework. And I can see the reason for them doing it in the first place. Probably the reason they did it is because it's quite common to do it in the .NET domain. But then apart from that, it just makes the experience for the developers quite easy. Like if I want to have like a custom implementation of any of the interfaces, I just need to bind the appropriate object in the container and everything else just works as expected.
All right. I haven't used Inversify.js, but it looks interesting. It's worth exploring it and see. To be honest, I haven't even seen the PR, the commits, and the files change, and how you exactly used Inversify.
So I think at the moment the PR is not ready for merge yet. There are a few more helper methods that I realize would be helpful.
Okay.
So I think it might be better to wait until say Monday for me to add a few more commits, and then maybe you can have like a more comprehensive look at the entire thing.
Yeah, and you know, to compare the Nest.js and Inversify.js, it looks to me that Inversify just focuses on the IOC problem.
Yep.
Whereas Nest.js is a complete framework in itself. So, and which has a lot of other things into it. So it's basically our call, Jacob and Gaurav, that whether do you want to, use one or the other, maybe by weighing the pros and cons, do you want to stick to a framework like Nest.js and be opinionated about it? Are these features of Nest.js going to be useful for us in the subsequent RFC implementations, or we go with an approach based on certain need we go and choose a library like Inversify.js. So maybe we can give it a try for both of it, and then only it makes sense to conclude on one or the other, rather than.
Yep. If I may ask, so Jacob, I'm not quite clear how we plan to use Nest.js's dependency injection in non-server side context. Because from what I understand, mm-hmm. Nest.js is a framework that allows you to do things neatly or in an opinionated way on server side. But then, how would it work for clients like React Native?
Yeah, that's a very good question, and I'm not sure about that. And that's kind of, because I was thinking about Nest.js dependency injection container, but I asked myself the exact question, mm-hmm. whether it's a good idea or whether it's possible. Maybe I will try to ask some chat room or I don't know on Twitter whether we will be able to find someone with experience with it. But basically I was playing around with that a little bit and I will share some code. AJ, can you allow to share screen?
Yeah, let me stop my screen. Here we go.
Great, thanks. Okay, I was playing around with this code, and actually I found in Nest.js documentation also Nest.js. I will try to find it quickly. We'll see. Yeah, and there is something. There is some mention about that you can use it like the application context uh-huh. itself, you know. So I was playing around with that, but I wasn't successful. If you look into this code, you can see that I get service, and if I call say hi, it works. It's like it's okay, but it only calls this console log. And this app repository isn't injected into that. Mm-hmm. And this was something I was looking last few evenings into that. That's the reason I wasn't working on the open sourcing of the React Native library, because I want to look into this. So I as you can see, there'd be an issue with that. I agree with that, and I'm not trying to like promote that Nest.js is the best possible solution out there. I just wanted to show it and just like, because I feel like dependency injection framework for us is like a very strict dependency, you know, for this framework. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to choose it like in a hurry and just make it like, just to discuss it more and just look at Nest.js, whether it's possible, try to play around with that. And what did you with that inversify is amazing, because right now I can see it and I can see compare it. That's really helpful, you know, contribution. Mm-hmm. It's not the point. I just want to like you know, more discuss about that, because from my point of view right now, I feel like inversify is too chatty, and that Nest.js framework is more. If you see, it's more. I like that. It's not so invasive, you know. You can add some decorator, mm-hmm. and then you just use it. You just use constructor as you would use it without any dependency injection. And this is attitude I really liked. Also, I worked with Java Spring frameworks and that stuff. So that was really what I was like liking. That's it's not so invasive. But on the other hand, I read some comment on Reddit related to JavaScript dependency injection frameworks, and some guy said that he has a lot of experience with that stuff, and he contributed to some books also, or I don't know. And he mentioned interesting point of view that he don't like that, like he likes it if it's explicit, more explicit definition of the dependencies. But Nest.js framework is not so about explicit definition. But that inversify framework is more about explicit definition. So At start, I was like more for the implicit inversion of control and more for Nest.js, so less chatty and less invasive framework. But I need to say that I was thinking about, or I'm thinking about that that point from that guy about more explicit way how to express dependencies. So that's just my.
Right. So let's maybe you guys might want to try out the Inversify thing once. To that end, I was going through one of the comments that you added to the PR, and do you mind if I share my screen?
Yeah, you can do it.
One sec. Yep. So, I'm totally on board with your opinion of the end user not having to bind so many things or to know so many things about the internal classes. So, I mean, we can easily add a helper method like this, which is like a collection of defaults that you can just incorporate into the container with one method call, right? So this one would bind everything from the message sender to the context connection service, the messaging services, and even on. So it's like one call, and then you can do pretty much. You can pretty much get everything in the container scope.
Okay, and have you tried? Have you tried in that test?
I haven't tried it in the test yet, but then I told you, right, I'm trying to integrate with a mediator agent, and this is how an initialization would look like. So consider this as the entry point class, or like the entry point file, and the end user would have to declare the config and the transports and a binding for the wallet. And if you just call register default services, then it brings everything into scope automatically.
Okay. So if we choose or if we decide to try that Inversify, mm-hmm. I would like that you also update that test.
Yeah,
and API of the agent in the same way as, or the similar way as it was before. Because for me, it's the critical point, because it needs to be done in this way, I guess. And if you push it without that, mm-hmm. there would need to be following pull requests. So,
so I
would like to have it like to keep that API as similar as and as simple as possible.
Right. I probably added earlier. I think you dropped out of the call then. But the PR is not ready for merge yet. There are a few small things that I would like to add to the PR before you can merge it. So probably I'll be able to add some things by the end of the day or maybe early next week.
Ah. Okay. Okay. So yeah.
That includes this helper method and a few other things that I thought of.
Okay. And what do you want to add? Because more feature, because I saw some storage wallet record service, and
that's something that I added by mistake. That shouldn't be a part of that PR.
Okay,
everything is happening in memory at the moment, so
yeah.
Another thing that I was working on was to persist the connection records into disk, and that was like an interface that I thought for that. But definitely that's not a part of the current PR, and that, mm-hmm. that would be removed.
Okay, great. So I don't know, AJ, what do you think about that dependency injection? Would we go with Inversify for now? We'll try it, or would we put it?
It makes sense
aside for now.
It makes sense to try Inversify.
Okay.
Three of us, so we go with it in the test and the code in the PR that Gaurav has proposed. and you know, we will get a feel of it, definitely.
Okay, yeah, so why not? Okay. Let's do it. I wanted to mention that some other like suggestions to this PR, but I wanted to discuss it at first, you know, before I didn't want to do it before our decision with Inversify. So yep. I will put it into that. Please remove that stuff which is there, and please make that API prepare it to be used in a simple way.
Yep.
Okay, great. Yeah, and in the SDK there is so anything else for this inversion of control?
No, that's about it from my end.
AJ?
I'm good on that.
Okay. Great. So next thing is that in the SDK dependency. I saw your suggestion, and I think it makes sense. I just wanted to say that. So if I understand it correctly, user of the framework library would need to import in the package and declare it in their package JSON. Is it right?
Right. If they want to use the in the Node SDK, that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So we
can't know upfront like whether the user wants to use it on the server side or for one of the edge agents, right? So depending on the use case, they add one of those projects into the package JSON. And whichever one they want to use, like they import it and then bind it into the container eventually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, great. And that that dependency injection definitely help us with that somehow.
Yep.
So that's cool. Maybe one more thing about that. If you look into where is it? Decorators. Because don't be mistaken, bullet doesn't mean in the library.
Yep.
Maybe it will mean the same. It depends how we want to get it. But currently there are decorators which have dependency to in the library. But right. They are not part of wallet, so I just want to mention that because
I should have rephrased that better. The reason I mentioned wallet there was it's one of the classes that invokes the ND SDK most often, I guess. The first time I tried to get this thing working on React Native, that's where I got stuck. Okay. So it's bad naming on my part, but then you probably get what I mean now. Like it's exactly the ND calls that happen inside the wallet class that should be interfaced out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, great. I just wanted to mention to be clear.
Yep.
Great. So I have another maybe 2 points which are not in agenda. I'm sorry for that, but I will try to keep it short. The first one is discussion about end-to-end testing without HTTP agency. So, but I think currently it's not necessary
I'm sorry to interrupt you. On this previous point about wallet and the issue that has been raised. Are we also going to think about the VDRI plugin? Because
I mean, I have 2 points to raise, mention here. One is, if we have to target React Native, are we going to, you know, target all of the features of a framework, of an agent? Will an edge agent require all those features, all those RFCs that are part of Aries Interop 1.0? That is one thing. Second point is about, you know, how do we implement the IndieLayer integration? So I think some of the agents are using Aries VDRI, the Verifiable Data Registry Interface. So maybe we can have a brief look at those implementations. Those are not yet ready, but I think Akapai is already doing it. If we have to do it ledger agnostic in a standard way, then I think we can consider Aries VDRI.
Okay, good point. From my point of view right now, I don't know so much about that, and I feel it's something we should like look on it and keep on our minds. But I think if we would like to edit or to be compliant with that possibility right now, it's not necessary from my point of view. You know, right now I would be focusing only on integration with libindie integration with libindie API from that framework as it is. And we know that in the libindie API is right now like together with there are wallet stuff and crypto stuff together with ledger stuff, and it won't be in the future.
Right, Jacob. I just want to be on the same page. Could you have a quick look at the link that I shared?
Yeah.
You're talking about this API, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
So the idea is to have an interface with all the methods mentioned in this README, and the Indie SDK automatically would be implementing that interface. The React Native ones would follow. But the question is like, what all methods do we need to include in React Native? I mean, probably including all of them is probably not the most urgent need right now.
Yeah, for example, the pool, the ledger related, the pool related APIs may not be needed in the React Native part.
I am not sure right now.
Edge agent may not be interacting directly with the ledger and the pool.
I am not sure about that. Is it? Do you know it for 100%?
Yeah, because edge agent relies on either on a cloud agent.
That's not necessary, right? Like, if the edge agent would like to get a public TID, then it needs to interact with the ledger.
Oh yeah. So if it is an enterprise edge agent, yes, it makes sense. I'm just thinking from the React Native perspective. On a mobile.
Yeah. I see that we will add whatever we would need to achieve our goal, our features we decided to implement. You will see there are some methods already implemented in our wrapper. I think there are at least basics methods already. But it's definitely not completed. But I see it in the way. The most important is to have it integrated and prepared to add more in the future.
Right. On that note, I believe both of you were working on the React Native implementation for this interface. And I believe Ajay has recently open sourced something. But then Ajay, can you comment on the number of or like which APIs are already implemented? Because this is something that I would be depending on and like really soon in the near future.
Yep. So the open source stuff, the version that we have is just the beginning. In fact, but in our internal use for our customers, most of these wrappers that you just shared, the Node.js wrappers APIs, most of them are implemented on mobile React Native. I mean, the ones which are needed on mobile.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't open sourced all of them as of now, but yes, we'll slowly, depending on the IP and all that, we'll slowly start open sourcing. Yeah.
And Jacob, I'm sorry to bug you again about this, but then any news from your end on the same effect? Like, I remember you were planning to open source some stuff as well.
Yeah, I started to work on that this morning. So so I just need to copy paste our code into separate repository, and to set up integration between some existing React Native project and that React Native SDK dependency. Let's say in that way. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I hope I will finish it maybe this week or
No rush. Like I'm really sorry for asking this again and again, but then I'm sort of counting on this. So take your time.
Yeah, and I can in the worst case I will just share it and we can collaborate on that. You know, if there is some problem with building that stuff, but,
mm-hmm.
but we will at least have that that code base and yeah.
Yep.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So just to clarify that maybe if you want to look more into that Aries VRVDRI or how is it?
Yeah.
It would be really helpful for me at least because I know that I won't have a time for that. So if you can look at it more and maybe bring some points, what could be maybe problematic in the future if we would like to integrate with it.
Okay. The point here is the interface that we are going to build as of now. If we build it on VDRI and then the implementation we pointed to Indy and just Indy as of now. That way we will at least be compliant with Aries interop profile 1.0. Okay, I mean the things which are agreed as part of VDRI. We don't want to target layers other than India as of now, but the interface would be standard. I mean, that will be helpful for us because going further, if someone wants to, integrate with other layers, then, you know, this interface would be more useful.
Okay. And if I understand it correctly, that VDRI is about communication with Ledger only. Is it right? Ah, okay. I see. So potentially we just would replace that part of libind related to Ledger with that VDRI.
And that's going to be plugable.
Okay. Great. Yeah. So I think it could work. So yeah, great. Great. So is it everything about this dependencies and stuff?
Yeah.
Cool. So we have 3 minutes, and I will do it briefly. Maybe two things is one is persistence, and I was thinking about how to and what to persist, and there is missing persistence. Maybe I can create some issue about that with my thinking about it, and we can collaborate on that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Cool. And we can discuss it in the next call or Garuf, if there's which you would like to or you would need to discuss it sooner mm-hmm. than after 2 weeks, we can make some call if it's necessary. Like
yeah, that's nice of you. So I'll probably be in a position to tell you more about it sometime next week.
Yeah. Great. I would like to help you with that because you mentioned that you have time, so it would be good to use it for the project.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And another is about that WebSocket implementation. I think we also can create some issue about that and discuss it. Yeah, these are like two points I think it would be good to discuss and maybe make a pull request and that's it.
Sure. Any specific action items?
I don't think so. I would like to discuss and collaborate on that persistence more in the following weeks. So I will create the issue for that and describe my thinking. That's like
yep. And on my end, I think I'll add some finishing touches to the PR that I raised and clean up the end-to-end tests in particular.
Great. So just let us know in the PR when it's ready.
Yep, absolutely.
Cool.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Great. Thank you, guys. See you.
Thank you so much. Yep. See you. Have a nice weekend.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.